La 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 la.
Приветствуем дорогих товарищей со всего мира. Сегодняшнюю подготовку проведут десятки.
Hello, dear friends, all the friends from all around the world. Preparation will be given today by Moscow 3, Unity 3, and Kiev 3. It's a great privilege to be together with all the friends, to connect our desires as one. And we've gathered here today to help one another to come even closer to the true prayer. The Creator has set up all of the conditions. He has prepared the spiritual path for us, brought us together in our 10, given us the authentic Kabbalistic sources and our great Rav. So let us use this extraordinary opportunity to use their guidance to give contentment to the Creator in our mutual prayer.
Bala Sulam writes in The Freedom, "He who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here too, it is not because of his good deeds, good thoughts and deeds which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and deeds. It is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Prachya said, 'Make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend.'" Again, Bala Sulam, The Freedom. "He who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here, too, it is not because of his good thoughts and deeds which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and deeds. It is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Prachya said, 'Make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend.'"
Вопрос на активный семинар. Чем для меня сегодняшний урок отличается от других?
An active workshop question.
Чем для меня сегодняшний урок отличается?
How will today? How is today's lesson different for me from other lessons?
First of all, it's a great question. We truly need to see ourselves each and every day as new, and indeed to see how each and every day we enter the lesson as though it is our first lesson in the terms of our excitement, our desire, our yearning to hear Rav, to incorporate in the words of the friends.
Uh,
Exactly, this is our first lesson together as one clear, single clear, unified. Today the Creator will be revealed to us. Today we will be in one heart. That's where we're coming to. And I'm very excited. I feel that everything is accumulated to a state that we can truly attend the morning lesson.
Yes, absolutely. This is our first lesson with a new desire, a new lack, an entirely new lesson or portion of connection between us, more correctly, a demand for correction, an extra precision with greater depth. On the one hand, it's the first lesson. On the other hand, it's the very last lesson.
All the lessons in the past were given to us by the Creator. And the ability of myself to focus, to raise prayer, to be included with the friends. And today, I have the opportunity to invest in it, to fight, to be included, incorporated, to ask. That's where my freedom of choice is, here in the lesson.
Everything we had so far was just a preparation for this lesson. This is the time for us to actualize, to realize. We finished a period of time that in corporeality symbolizes the ruin, the greatest disconnection that we had from spirituality. And from here on, we're advancing together towards a new period, towards the holiday of love, the connection of the hearts. Hopefully it will be a good period of time where we indeed will discover the Creator and we will be able to pass Him on to the whole people of Israel and to the whole world.
אני לא מתחבר לשאלה הזאת.
I don't really connect to this question. I don't know today's lesson. I don't know how it's going to be any different. Not that I know what's been given in previous lessons, like a person that's been ill and been operated on. He doesn't know what was done to him. What I do know is that a lesson is like a piece of the puzzle that's revealed every time, and every lesson is like another piece of the complete picture that's revealed. And no piece is similar to the other pieces. Every lesson is special. I don't know. I have butterflies before such a great thing now. We're going to start an incredible lesson. I feel it. I don't know. I'm having difficulties with the comparative research. My mind doesn't grasp it.
In truth, I don't remember what was in the other lessons, honestly. Every lesson, you come in as one thing, you come out as something else, you're renewed each time. Today, we're focusing and we have a true opportunity to feel the concrete form that we are supposed to feel each time, which is that in the connection between us, we create a certain pipeline, a certain vessel for the light. Usually it's more hidden, but today we have a true opportunity to feel it, to actualize it. So maybe that will be a little bit different. I don't know. But I do connect to Ido's excitement and enthusiasm.
Every lesson is, in fact, something new. A new portion of light. We don't know what it brings, but it's different because our perception changes. Even if we don't feel it, it expands, it comes closer to an extent.
Okay. Today, in this lesson, we will be closer to the realization of the arvut between us, the realization of the thought and the feeling that we are a single vessel, that we support one another, that each one is a part, that each one is doing the maximum that he can, and he takes according to what he needs. And this stems out of the fact that today we feel closer, closer to one another, closer to the light, even if it's not really true, that doesn't really matter.
Rabash, several individuals must come together with a desire to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient force and appreciation for bestowal to become independent without help from the outside. Now, if these individuals annul before one another, since each of them has at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot actually keep it, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from the love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. Moscow 4, prayer.
Prayer.
Great and almighty Creator, give us the force of our root in order to give you contentment. Again, prayer. Great and almighty Creator, give us the force of our root in order to give you contentment.